From Spark and Anvil and ChronoQuest, this is The Thread Puller in Chapter 1 of the ChronoQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the workshop next to the archives, a man stood in front of a wide cork wall, holding the loose end of a long red thread and looking at it the way other people look at a puzzle they love. The wall was covered in small cards, a card for a harvest that failed, a card for a road that got built, a card for a king who made a promise. And between the cards ran threads, dozens of them, tied from one card to the next, so that the whole wall looked like a spiderweb someone had made on purpose. A student stopped in the doorway. "The textbook just says the war started that year," she said. "It gives the date. Why do you have all this string?" The thread puller smiled without looking away from the wall. "Because the war started that year is not the beginning," he said. "It is the middle." He tugged gently on the red thread, and three cards on the far side of the wall shivered. "See that? Nothing happens alone. Pull one thread, and you feel the others move." He touched a card near the top. A bad harvest years earlier. The crops failed here, so people went hungry, so they grew angry, so they listened to anyone who promised bread. He walked his finger along the thread, card to card, until he reached the war. "By the time you get to the date in the textbook, the reasons have been piling up for a long time. I just follow the thread back until I find where it truly starts."
The thread puller had learned to follow threads long before he ever cared about history. When he was a boy, his family kept bees. One spring, the whole hive died, and everyone was upset and confused. It seemed to happen all at once, overnight. His grandfather did not shout or guess. He sat the boy down in the grass and said, "Let's find the thread." They looked, patiently. The bees had died because they were weak. They were weak because there had been no flowers nearby. There were no flowers because a neighbor had cleared the meadow. The neighbor had cleared it because a storm the winter before had knocked down his fence, and he needed the wood and the space. "See," his grandfather said, "the hive did not die overnight. It died because of a storm a whole winter ago, working its way slowly to our bees." He put a hand on the boy's shoulder. "Most people only see the last thing, the empty hive. But every last thing has a first thing, if you are willing to walk backward and find it." The thread puller never forgot the feeling of that walk backward, the quiet click, 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 as one reason connected to the reason before it, until the whole sad morning finally made sense.
He came to ChronoQuest because the past was full of last things that everyone argued about and almost no one traced. Era, the mentor who ran the archives, found him in the workshop tying his very first thread between two cards. She did not ask him to explain history. She asked, "What is it you do?" The thread puller pointed at a single card, a city that had emptied out, its people gone. "Everyone wants to know the day it emptied," he said. "That is the wrong question." He picked up a fresh thread and began to walk it backward, card by card. A river that changed course, a harbor that filled with mud, ships that stopped coming, work that dried up, families that packed and left. It did not empty on one day. It emptied one reason at a time, over years. "I just tie the reasons together so you can see the whole shape." Era watched the thread grow. When he finished, the emptied city did not look like a mystery anymore. It looked like a story with a beginning. "You did not tell me that it happened," Era said. "You showed me why." "That's the whole of it," said the thread puller. "You belong here," said Era. His workshop was the busiest room in the archives, because every student eventually arrived with a suddenly. A boy came in one afternoon, sure of himself.
The old empire fell suddenly, he announced. It says so. Wonderful, said the thread puller warmly. Let's find out if suddenly is true. He handed the boy the loose end of a thread and pointed at a card marked The Empire Falls. Tie it to the thing that came just before. What made it weak? The boy thought, the army stopped getting paid? Good. Tie it. Now, why did the money run out? They were spending too much? On wars far away? Tie it. And why so many faraway wars? The boy kept going, tying thread after thread, walking backward through card after card. Bad decisions, a shrinking treasury, roads left unrepaired, borders too long to guard. When he finally stepped back, the wall was covered in a web that stretched across 100 years. It wasn't sudden at all, the boy said slowly. It was falling the whole time. The suddenly was just the last card. There it is. The thread puller's eyes were bright. Suddenly is a word people use when they haven't walked backward yet. Almost nothing is truly sudden. There is always a thread, a reason behind the reason behind the reason. He gestured at the web. And it runs forward, too. Every one of these cards became a cause for the next. Pull one, and the whole century trembles. The boy reached out and gave a thread the gentlest tug and watched the far card shiver and grinned.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Thread Puller. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.